Cockroach. Both the cockroach and the bird would get along very well without us, although the cockroach would miss us. I misspell you to dispel you, lest you illoquate or immiserate me. I feel you, I mean your presence. I sense you lurking, then you appear like a clapper claw magician. One, you might as well be a million. Like that night you infiltrated, my panic awoke the sleeping old woman. I contemplated arson, I slept with all eyes open. And I won't name that house whose lights only illuminated your wall-crawling dominion, nor that voyeur father's even more inappropriate behaviors. I've never broken a heart without utterly shattering it. Or, after what must be akin to devastation or betrayal or plain disgust, I've not mattered for so long like the dinosaurs I mightn't have ever existed. To help jilted lovers for $15, the San Antonio Zoo will name you after a former significant other and feed hissing you to bird, reptile, or mammal. I can only imagine how many Kafkaesque flowers have been devoured. Me being offered to kingfisher, leopard gecko, hedgehog. Me flailing at the hunger. Me breaking free and nevertheless living without my head. At least long enough to be nightmare fodder, find a damp corner and spit terror. But it doesn't have to be divorce or split up. Just like stars, one can name you after a beloved. They'll even give you a certificate, proof of devotion, of a love hard, but not impossible, to kill.